It is absolutely a necessary attempt to compile an English commentary tafsir based on the standard narrations and traditions ahadith of Masumin. That's the 14 infallibles, the Holy Prophet, the Lady Fatima, and the 12 infallible Imams alayhimus salam, from primary sources of tafsir and hadith books compiled by their reliable companions and trustworthy writers. It is also very important not to insert any personal commentary in the tafsir from anyone else, no matter how great these individuals might be. This recommendation is emphasized about the hypocrite wives and companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and their followers, such as the Bakri and Umari deviant commentators, religious and political leaders, as well as the economic devils. It is also seriously forbidden to include the opinions of scientists, philosophers, mystics, and Israelite fables and false interpretations. This suggestion is based on the guidelines of Masumin, the 14 infallibles alayhim assalam. For example, there's a narration أن زرارة عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال ليس شيء أبعد من أقول الرجال من تفسير القرآن إن الآية يكون أولها في شيء وأوسطها في شيء وآخرها في شيء ثم قال إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا من ميلاد الجاهلية. Zurara narrated from Mulana Abi Jafar alayhi salam to have said, "Nothing is farthest away from the minds of men than the interpretation of the Holy Quran. A verse may be its first about something, its middle about something, and its last about something else." Then he rehearsed this verse, "Allah only wishes to remove all abomination from you, members of the family, the 14 infallibles, and to make you pure and spotless from the impurities of the pre-Islamic ignorance period." Accordingly, the commentary of the Holy Quran is the exclusive right and duty of the 14 infallibles alayhimus salam. In other narration, there's an Ammar ibn Musa an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal su'ila 'anil hukumah qal man hakama bi ra'yihi bayna ithnayn faqad kafar wa man fassara bi ra'yihi ayatan min kitabillahi faqad kafar. Ammar ibn Musa narrated from Mawlana Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, he was asked about the judgment. He replied, "Someone who judges based on his opinion between the two, surely he becomes disbeliever. And someone who comments about the Holy Quran based on his opinion, he also becomes disbeliever." In As-Safi, commentary compiled by Mawla Muhsin Al-Faiz Al-Kashani, it is stated, "An al-Mu'ammar ibn Sulayman, an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal, قال أبي عليه السلام ما ضرب رجل القرآن بعضه ببعض إلا كفر. مؤمر بن سليمان narrated from مولانا أبي عبد الله عليه السلام to have said, "My father said, a man who heeds some verses of the Holy Quran in some others has disbelieved. That's to say, a man who combined his own opinion or some allegorical verses of the Holy Quran with the others surely becomes a disbeliever." In this respect, there's also a narration in Tafsir al-Ayyashi. An Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qal man fassara al-Quran bi-ra'yihi fa'asaba lam yu'jar fa in akhta'a kana ithmuhu alayh. Abu Abdullah alayhi salam having said, "The one who explains the Holy Quran by his opinion, if he gets it right, there would be no reward for him, and if he errs, it would be a sin against him." It is also narrated in Al-Kafi, "عدة من أصحابنا عن أحمد بن محمد بن خالد عن الحسن بن علي الوشاء عن أبان الأحمر عن زياد بن أبي رجاء عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال: ما علمتم فقولوا، وما لم تعلموا فقولوا الله أعلم. إن الرجل لينتزع الآية من القرآن أي يستخرجها ليستدل بها على مطلوبه، يخر فيها أبعد ما بين السماء والأرض. Abu Ja'far alayhi salam said, when you know about it, say it, and when you do not know about it, say Allah Azza wa Jal knows. When a man interprets a verse based on his own opinion, that he takes the verse in order to demonstrate it to his desired matter, he is farther from its meaning than the distance between the sky and the earth. This is a comparison which includes some exoteric and esoteric meanings. When a man interprets a verse based on his own opinion or based on the opinions of the fallible people, he will fall from the sky of mercy of Allah to the earth of his punishment. He will lose paradise in the hereafter, and his loss will be greater than the loss of the person falling from the sky to the earth. He will be farther away from the original meaning of the holy verse than the distance between the sky and the earth. How far do you think he is from the original meaning expressed by the infallible Imams alayhim assalam? There's a chapter in our confirmed narrative collections whose title is باب النهي عن القول بغير علم, a chapter including the narrations which forbid the believers from speaking about the things and the persons, especially the verses of the Holy Quran, without knowledge. Moreover, it's clear from the evidence available that whosoever expresses his own opinion on the Holy Quran has blasphemed and reserved his seat in the fire of hell. There's a tradition in التوحيد للصدوق رحمه الله قال وهب بن وهب القرشي وحدثني الصادق جعفر بن محمد عن أبيه الباقر عن أبيه عليه السلام أن أهل البصرة كتبوا إلى الحسين بن علي عليه السلام يسألونه عن الصمد فكتب إليهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما بعد فلا تخوضوا في القرآن ولا تجادلوا فيه ولا تتكلموا فيه بغير علم فقد سمعت جدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول من قال في القرآن بغير علم فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Mawlana al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam is reported to have written in reply to the people of Basra, do not speak about the Holy Quran ignorantly. My grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his progeny, said, whosoever speaks on the Holy Quran without knowledge, let him take his seat in hellfire. Allah the Most High appointed the Holy Prophet of Allah, the Lady Fatima, and the 12 distinguished personalities, the Immaculate Imams one after the other, as the infallible commentators of the Holy Quran. The people who are investigating the true and original meanings of the verses of the Holy Quran have to revert to those 14 infallibles, the Prophet's progeny, because they are the only ones who can correctly interpret and explain the revelation of Allah and purify the prophetic traditions from all blemishes and distortions.